Today, we're using our hotline to remember one of our beloved colleagues in the arts, Dr. Patrick Shaw Cable. In El Paso, we knew him as senior curator of the El Paso Museum of Art. Most recently, he served as deputy director of exhibitions and education at the Taubman Museum of Art in Roanoke, Virginia. Patrick's personality shone as brightly as glitter, which he loved.
Hi, Marina. It's Michelle Villa. I wanted to call and try to say a few things about Patrick Shaw Cable. And I've kind of been having a hard time putting my thoughts into words. But I will always remember Patrick with a smile because he was seldom without one or without a laugh or a friendly word. And anytime I hear Blondie, See Glitter, or Eat a Cake Pop, I will forever think of Patrick. I really hope he knew how deeply he touched everyone who crossed his path.
This is Michelle Cummings from the West Side, speaking on behalf of Catherine Brennan regarding Patrick Cable. Patrick Cable was a brilliant and exceptional man, and when he left El Paso, he took a part of my heart with him. He was one of the most knowledgeable museum professionals I have ever known, and also the kindest. The museum world has experienced a great loss and will be left without him, as will all who knew him.
Hi, it's Rebecca Krasny, currently. I'm just calling to share a few words about Patrick Shaw Cable. When he was finally given the opportunity to express his voice in his role as curator at the museum, he did so with quiet conviction and a deep knowledge of his subject matter and a really proud smile on his face. And that smile will stay with me and with so many others who worked with him. What a tragic loss to our world and to the arts. Thanks.
Hi, Marina. This is Claire, and I just wanted to share a few words about our beloved Patrick. I am so lucky that Patrick was a colleague and a dear friend of mine. Patrick always wore the color black and a smile on his face. Sometimes he wore a little glitter, too, and this was such a metaphor for his personality. He was a passionate and formidable scholar who spoke fluent French and championed causes like climate change through the arts. At the same time, he was a kind and generous colleague who understood that leadership was not being the loudest in the room, but making sure that everyone's voice had been heard. He was also fun and lighthearted. On weekends, after a glass of Campari, he was known to send friends virtual playlists of 80s and 90s pop music. Blondie and Robin were his favorites. He set a tone and example of positivity and empathy wherever he went. He added so much color to our lives, and I'm going to miss him very, very much. Thank you.
Hi, my name is David Hernandez, and I live on the east side of El Paso. And this is in regards to the news of Patrick Cable's passing, who was the senior curator here at the El Paso Museum of Art for a number of years. Having had the opportunity and honor of working with Patrick at the El Paso Museum of Art, we collaborated on a number of projects. Through our time at the museum, we became good friends, and Patrick, who was a senior curator, you know, he was intelligent and passionate about his curatorial work. He was a force and very focused in his exhibitions and, you know, to the detail, to truly represent the artist's intent and the thematic grouping that he was working on in all his projects. Patrick made El Paso his home and took the time to reach out and know our unique community. He was an authentic museum professional, a genuine curator, thoughtful in his research to truly reflect our rich and diverse community. Patrick was a gentle and kind soul, always there for his friends and colleagues. He was an amazing person. I'll always treasure his friendship, and he'll be missed. And I'll always be grateful to Patrick. Thanks.
Dr. Patrick Shaw Cable remains in our hearts and in our memories. Special thank you to Claire Serpy and David Hernandez for organizing these beautiful messages about Patrick. Special thanks also go out to JJ Caballero at _JJ Caballero for the music you heard under the voicemails.